Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, this guy offers free dad hugs. Looks like someone definitely needs to sweep his browser history and snoop around his apartment to figure out where he keeps his stash of PDF file photos. This shirt might as well advertise to everyone that he's offering free molestations. Then again, maybe he's into dudes, and the shirt just means he wants to hug dads and not the kids. Liberal language like this is so confusing these days. Whatever you do, don't get into his van. Moving on, meanwhile in the UK, a traffic girl slept with over 100 Asian men. The media is afraid of those so-called Asian men so much, in fact, that they had to put slept with instead of great by. Apparently, they were also calling her a whore in the article. We all know that Asian means Arab or Pakistani. And these days, if you say that a Muslim did something bad, people will claim that's racist, even though Muslims are from every race out there. The cognitive dissonance is incredible. Number 3, meanwhile in Ireland, here's a quote by this fine Irish journalist, saying that although Ireland has suffered at the hands of the British for centuries, the Irish people are not really victims, because of their whiteness and white privilege. That's the way I interpret this. She wants to take the victim card away from the Irish. Probably to justify migrants coming in and taking over the country. But you don't mess with the Irish. They're already burning down hotels housing migrants. Up next, your tax when you earn, save and spend. It needs to end. But if you earn it in a tax-free account as a capital gain in Canada, then you won't pay tax. If you save in assets like big tech stocks and Bitcoin, then they can't tax you when you save it through inflation. If you live a minimalist lifestyle, then you can minimize how much they tax you on your money when you spend it. You have to protect yourself as much as possible from our criminal tax and spend governments. Number 5, does this woman have good genes? And by the looks of that horse, it's waited its entire life for this moment. Then again, maybe those genes aren't that good after all, because they're all torn up for our viewing pleasure. Also, no woman would willingly ride a horse with those shorts. Her butt would get rubbed raw. Then again, maybe that's why she's doing it, to punish herself or something. I love this new AI stuff, though. It almost looks real. Moving on, this woman is driving home alone after a 7-month pregnancy checkup because no one wants to be a dad to a child that isn't his. How much you want to bet that she burned the coal and this is her paying the toll? I just find it crazy that there are women out there that still date while pregnant looking for some simp to bail them out when they already have a bun in the oven. If the man that gave her that child doesn't want her, then what makes her think that some other man will? Number 7, here's your point of view when you finally have a girlfriend. Remember guys, that women only want what other women already have. Why do you think that the smart men out there buy wedding rings to use as a prop? Getting a girlfriend is kind of like getting a job. All the job postings say they're looking for someone with experience. But how do you get experience if no one is willing to take a risk and hire you? The same with women. For many, the only way to get a girlfriend is to already have one. Up next, what do you think about the Dark Ages in Europe? Were they really that dark? After all, medieval peasants work less than you. Had more testosterone, better food, paid less tax, and rarely saw their boss. But is this really true? After all, they lived in tiny shacks, worrying about starvation and surviving the winter and disease. Plus, most of their children didn't make it either. Life was horrible for most people before the modern era. Number 9, it only took just over 20 years in enrichment to turn Dublin from one of the safest cities in the world to one of the top 10 dangerous cities in Europe. Sounds like another win for European multiculturalism. This is interesting, but 85% of global refugees are Muslim. But why don't they seek asylum in Muslim countries? They only seem to seek it in non-Muslim ones. You know, there's a problem when even their own people don't want them, or they just want to take free money in the West. Moving on, back in 2018, there was an island completely inhabited by women to prove they could do everything without men. Ironically, male construction workers still built all the structures, and male repairmen had to come and fix things. Yes, these women were definitely strong and independent. The truth is that women need men for survival, but men don't need women for it. Eventually, the women got tired of living there, and without men, they ended up selling the island to a dude. Number 11, in the 17th century, the Portuguese built this bridge in Ethiopia. Part of it then collapsed, and for the longest time, the Ethiopians would use a rope to cross the broken parts. But eventually, another European came and fixed it. They also say that the average IQ in Ethiopia is 96, which I don't believe, which is also what it is in much of Europe. Yet Ethiopians were still not able to figure out a solution to getting across this bridge on their own. Low IQs are Africa's curse. Up next, wouldn't it be great if they remade Home Alone with an adult Kevin version, defending his home on Purge Night in an alternate universe? It would be a smash hit at the box office. You just know that AI is going to make this film in only a few years. You'd have to pay me not to watch it, though. They could even throw some comedic elements into it, the way he ends the Invaders. Also, is it my imagination, or is that Laura Loomer? Number 13, Europe is just trying to destroy itself now. The UK smuggled in 40,000 Afghanis into Britain in secret as to not piss off the locals. They're also now gaslighting us with all the talk that we aren't living through the Great Replacement. That's $225,000 per person. You could have just paid English people that much each to have a baby. The craziest thing is the governments are bringing enrichment in with their own citizens' money. Moving on, also in the UK, members of parliament charge VPNs to their expenses, while telling the general public that using VPNs puts children at risk. Even the politicians are using VPNs to protect themselves from the Online Safety Act that they created at the taxpayers' expense. Rules for thee, but not for me. The government should also force people to use ID verification, and let's see how the government stooges try and get out of that one. Number 15, I think we finally figured out why the powers that don't want you to be prefer that men have lower testosterone. Because when your T levels are high, you do what you believe is right. And when it's low, you're more likely to do what others believe is right. So basically, you're like an average woman following the herd and seeking validation from others instead of your own internal reward mechanisms. High T men are less submissive and nonconformists. Up next, you know that one of these days we'll have companion robots like this one for men. Women also use up 85% of the resources on the planet, and that number is going to drop. It's true that with lover bots and artificial wombs, men will be able to dominate this planet for the first time in history. Most will choose to have only male offspring, and the female population will shrink dramatically. The only thing that can stop this now is an AI apocalypse. Number 17, meanwhile, here's the look that Sarah Connor is giving you watching you use AI for everything in your life. If I could get over the whole idea of God watching me while I choke that chicken, then I can deal with Sarah Connor watching me when I make AI-generated music and watch AI-generated community videos. We're quickly approaching the singularity. The solution, of course, is to expand our minds using computers to boost our IQs so that we end up becoming the AI. Moving on, in Japan, this guy thought he would become the first Muslim mayor, but he lost by a vote of 81.3%. Japan is not the West, at least not yet, but they've taken baby steps towards enrichment and they're heading in the wrong direction. I'm also surprised that 19% of people still voted for him. It was probably the foreigners in the community that did so. Enrichment will only accelerate as fertility rates fall faster and faster. Number 19, this man is caught having 3 marriages, and his scorned wives are upset about it. If anything, now that they know about each other, they'll probably compete with each other to find out which of them he likes the most. This guy also has to be extreme masochist, because who willingly tortures themselves by marrying 3 women? Also notice that even with 3 wives, none of them were black. Maybe dealing with 3 white women was more pleasant for him than dealing with just 1 black woman from his own background. Up next, another story from the UK. Their corn task force is looking into a proposal to ban barely legal content after a documentary with Bonnie Blue airs. You know what this is really about. They want to stop women that are 18 to 21 from profiting off of lonely fools, and you've probably noticed how women in their late teens are portrayed as children that shouldn't sleep with older men or take off their clothes for money. This is just about older, bitter women trying to cut off their cooch competition. Number 21, why is she with them? This guy probably has serious bank. He may be short, but his wallet is a giant, after he got a huge settlement from the Wonka factory. So will the divorce settlement be? This pairing of Indian men and East Asian women is becoming more common in Canada as well. But usually they're built and tall and speak with no accent. Maybe this guy has some sort of high status we don't know about yet. He could also be the Indian version of Peter Dinklage. Moving on, looks like age verification is coming for the whole internet. Not only that, but you'll have to give your personal identification too. At that point, I'll be done with the internet. Reality will be the new escape from the internet that only the wealthy will be able to afford. A while back, even YouTube wanted me to send them a video clip of my face and voice so they could have me on record so I can get some added features. I said no. Number 23, meet Little Tay. She launched an OF page on her 18th birthday and made over $1 million in just 3 hours. I wouldn't be surprised if most of the subscribers came from OF themselves to trick other women into sharing their bodies online. It's either that or grown men were waiting for a child to turn 18. seeing this makes me think that China is justified in banning OF. Now the West needs to ban it along with the brain-rotting TikTok. Up next is Keanu Reeves back in 1984, in a production called Wolf Boy in Toronto. It was a homoerotic thriller and a big hit in the Toronto gay community, because of the chemistry between Reeves and his co-star here. I guess it all makes sense as to why Reeves was with that ugly woman now, because he might have had a thing for dudes in the past. Keanu Reeves, while he isn't gay, you might actually call him gay-ish. I suspect that he goes both ways. Number 25 and the last one, who's hotter? Sydney Sweeney or Taylor Swift? I like my women with curves, so Sweeney for the win. Also, Taylor Swift has less curves than an ironing board. But I must admit that I like Swift's face a lot better for some reason. Then again, I think I changed my mind, because I don't want to be with a woman that looks like Napoleon Dynamite, even if she does have mad skills with those nunchucks. Also, in case you're not sold on their similarities, here you go. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.